If you are a parent who is trying to raise your children respectfully, but you have a spouse who has a different parenting style, who believes that preparing children for the hard, cruel world requires to hurt them and hit them, or if you agree with them for the most part, but there are some things that you're like, hey, we don't see eye to eye. I've tried to have the conversation and we haven't came to an agreement. This podcast episode is for you. I brought to the podcast a parent. Her name is Marisa, and she wanted to know how to talk to her husband in a way that they really get onto an agreement on how to teach her son to be kind, because you're going to see what her husband's method is, which is very opposite of what respectful parenting is, and her concerns, and how I guided her towards having the perfect script for her to use with her husband based on the research of Dr. Rosenberg on empowered conversations. So if you want to have that powerful script that has results to get an agreement with your spouse over parenting, stay tuned for this podcast episode. I am Marcela Collier, head coach of HIC Parenting Education Agency, and you are listening to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. HIC Parenting is a parenting education agency with the mission to help parents like you break their cycle of frustration, bring peace to their parenting, and raise emotionally healthy children.
I don't know how to talk to my partner because I have two sons. One is 5 and one is a newborn. And I don't know how to tell him when he says, oh, I'm trying to prep them for the future. And so, like, he's mean to them. Because I'm trying to prep them for when other children are mean to them. And I'm like, I know that's not right, because, like, you're the dad. Like, you're just going to help them when it happens to them. But he doesn't believe me, so I don't know how to, like, what to say or what to do when that happens.
Okay, so you have a co-parenting question.
Yeah.
How is your communication overall with your husband?
He's pretty good listening to me, because he understands that I'm the mom and I know more about the children than he does, because I stay home with them and he goes to work. But he does not get stuck in his own beliefs sometimes, and he just doesn't budge on certain topics. So with this topic, he's just not budging.
Okay, so you have a co-parenting question. It is more like, how do I communicate with my husband? And I'm very curious, at the end of this session, what do you want to walk out with at the end of this time with me?
I want, like, a solution. Like, I don't mind compromising. Maybe information that is more compelling to make more sense to him on the topic. Just because, like, for now, I know that, in my opinion, that's not the right way to go about it. But I am getting, like, conflicted information, like, when I go to research it online. So I thought that maybe, like, when it comes from you or, like, a specialist, like, I could get more, like, a handle on, like, how exactly to go about communicating what I need to with him and things like that. Like, even more so me too, gaining more information as well, because I don't even know if what I think is even correct.
Okay. You want to gain clarity on how to communicate to him your belief system in a way that he understands and is clear about it, and you can come to an agreement of what kind of parenting you want to provide for your kids. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what does he believe?
Just that, like, going into the world to prep them as boys, going into the world as men, like, just getting them ready for what they're going to experience and things. Like, and I see that side. I don't know if it's...
And what is his method? How does he prepare a child to face the real cruel world?
I guess just, like, putting them in scenarios like play fighting, and then sometimes taking it over to the top until showing them, if the child comes up and he's really excited to see daddy and he knows that he doesn't play fight with mommy, he doesn't hit mommy, but he can play fight and wrestle with daddy. Daddy comes home and he just comes up and randomly just hits him because he's ready to play. He's excited, not out of anger, just out of excitement that he gets to, like, roughhouse a little bit. And then dad's not ready for that. Like, he's coming home, he's not ready to be prepared to get hit. And so then he'll hit him right back, and then it'll go from fun to sad. And so I'm just trying to figure out like what I can do to like prevent that.
Okay. So from what I hear you say, your husband and your husband's thinking is if in the world he's out there hitting people, he's going to get hit back. So he would rather receive it from me and learn it here that in the world. Is that what his belief system is?
Yeah, so that he can prevent it from happening like in a real world scenario, or if it does happen, he's prepared.
Okay, so when that does happen, how do you usually respond?
I don't do anything in the moment. Like if I were to do something in the moment, I don't think I've ever done it like right then and there, but I do know that I say, I don't think that's like the best way to go about things. I say, I don't like the physical you coming out of that way because you're his father, where his parents were supposed to love him. We can teach him without hurting him. And I've said things along those lines. I just communicate with my words, but that's all that's been done so far.
And then so far, he listens to you, he hears you, but he doesn't consider your side. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, he still thinks that what he's doing is best, and he's doing it out of love and just trying to prevent it from happening. And I'm just like, I think that I understand that you're doing it out of a good intent, but it still, to me, looks a little like you might be able to make your point in a different way than just acting it out that way. Okay. He doesn't know, like, my son doesn't know what he's doing when it happens. So
it
just doesn't seem fair to me.
And then your son hits, the dad hits back, and your son is in his playful energy. That's exactly the opposite. What your husband is trying to teach him is exactly the opposite teaching that the child is getting, because the child is learning, hey, I hit, I get hit back, and then that's how I should interact with others, because that's what's been modeled to me at home. Okay, so I see your concern, and I want to know, your husband is not here for me to really dive in into what his subconscious mind is telling him. But I don't know if you know this information. I'm very curious about. Did he live bullying growing up or some kind of physical abuse growing up?
So he grew up with a lot of brothers. So they roughhoused a lot. He has 1, 2, 3 brothers and 1 sister. And so like the boys would always play and they would get into fights and things. He wasn't bullied. It's just he just had the brothers. And that's all I can speak to that. Like I know he wasn't bullied in school. He just had the brothers that he did wrestle with. But
okay. And when they were getting, when they got physical and they were hitting each other, what was the parental response?
Oh, he grew up with a single mom, so his mom didn't interfere at all. She just played it off as boys just being boys.
Okay. Did he get in trouble in school or out in the community for acting out those behaviors that he was having at home in the community, maybe at school or maybe later on in life?
No, actually, he just did the play fighting with his brothers. And then when he was at school, he was a really good student. So like, that's what my confusion is too, because I'm like, where is this ideology, your idea behind what you're doing come from? Because I don't even know.
And what does he tell you when you ask him?
It's just the simple fact that he knows that if my son were to hit somebody, the human reaction is that you're hitting me, so I'm going to defend myself and I'm going to hit you back. And so that's what he's trying to prepare him for, that he just, even if he's excited or whatever, he needs to control his emotions and he can't just come up and randomly hit people, because their reaction is not going to, you can't control their reaction and it might end up in a bad way. And that's his like reasoning behind it.
Okay. Okay, so now I think I have a grasp of what his thinking is, what you've tried. Would you be open for some ideas?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is what I see. I see a father who loves deeply his son, and I see a mother who loves deeply her son. And I see that you both are on the same page, that you want to raise a confident, adjusted individual. However, what I see is that you don't agree on the methods. Your methods don't make sense for your husband, and your husband's methods don't make sense for you. Okay? So what I see there is that both of you, especially your husband, have a deep fear of your son being hurt in the community, being hurt when he's out in the real harsh, cruel world. And I see a mother who's concerned about the way that the father is trying to address that fear that he has. So my invitation for you is that instead of talking about the methods that he's using, talk about his fear, like address his fear and his desire, okay? And come up in an agreement that works for both of you, okay? So this is my invitation. And this is something that I teach my coaching clients in HIC parenting. There are 5 steps for you to have an empowered conversation. Those 5 steps require you to approach the other person in a non-judgmental way, because when you are in a position of I am right and you're wrong, then they feel defensive. So are you ready to write this down?
Okay, I am ready.
When you approach your husband, you're not going to approach him when the incident happens. It's going to be a different time. It's going to be when he's engaged with you in a more relaxed way. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the very first thing. The second thing is that you're going to ask him if you can have a conversation and set your intention. If you were to tell him your intention, what would it be? My intention for this conversation is that we come to an agreement on how we're going to teach our son the consequences of his actions.
Okay.
Okay. And then after that, you tell him what's going well. I tell my coaching clients that a lot of the times in co-parenting conversations, we come with a hot potato. The hot potato is the struggle, and boom, we throw on our husband or a spouse, and then they catch it, and then it's hot, and then they throw it back to us, contentious tone. So that's not the case. If we come up at them, we set the intention, we come in a non-judgmental way, in a time and a place that they are not in the heat of the moment, and we tell them what's going well, then they're going to start with the guard down, okay? So tell him what's going well. If you were to tell him what's going well, what would it be in his parenting?
I would say, I think what's going well is your intention to try to protect our son in the future.
Okay. I see your intention, and I may see that you fear that if our son doesn't learn here to be kind, that he's going to be punished and he's going to really get hurt in the community. Is that your fear? And he says, yes, okay, I see you. So he sees that you see his concern and you see his desire and his fear. Okay?
Okay.
And after that, you talk about your feelings and needs. So let's use this formula. And this is a formula that I give my coaching clients as well. It's called I feel when I see blank. I feel blank when I see blank. So how would you say it?
I feel, I guess, concerned when I see you intentionally, like physically hurting our son.
Okay. Because I believe, and then what would it be?
Because I believe there's a better way to go about teaching him what you want to teach him.
Okay. And then you make a clear request.
A request that we have a conversation to come to some sort of agreement where we both can be happy about
the procedure on how we're going to teach our son to be kind.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you agree that both of us, like you tell him, would you agree that it's important that both of us are on the same page when it comes to this?
Okay.
Another great question. Would you be willing to compromise your current method to come to an agreement on a method that works for both of us?
Okay.
And then once you get the yeses, you say, okay, let's troubleshoot. Let's come up with a solution together.
Okay.
So if you were to give your husband 2 options to do instead of hitting your son back, what would it be?
Like, we could do practice scenarios, like where he's aware of what's happening, because I think the big thing is that he's just not aware of what's happening when he hits him back in the different, because he's coming to hit him in a playful, fun way, and he's hitting him back in a aggressive way, and he just doesn't understand. So just making him understand first what we're doing, and then we can maybe practice play fighting or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great idea. And another idea that I have. Are you open for me to tell you? Okay. So another idea is to teach your son how to request for play fighting. For example, my twins go to jiu-jitsu, and before they start a fight, a jiu-jitsu fight, they touch each other on the shoulders, and that's their consent, right? And then they enter into their jiu-jitsu fight. Because your son's need is not to hit your husband. His need is for connection. He wants to connect with your husband, and he knows that one way that he likes to connect with him is through roughhousing. So what alternative behavior you can teach your son, and your husband can teach your son, to request for that roughhousing time? Okay. So maybe it could be maybe a tap on the shoulder. It can maybe, I don't know, some kind of physical cue that your son can learn that when daddy comes and I want to roughhouse with daddy, I do this, and that's the sign for daddy of them requesting connection that way.
Okay.
And then have him give you ideas too that are not related to him hitting him back, because I agree with you, Marisa.
All right, yes.
Okay, so let's go back to the intention. Your intention at the beginning of this time with me was to come to clarity on how to talk to your husband about your feelings, about his methods to teach your son to be kind, and how to have an empowered conversation so he is more willing to listen to you and come up with a different plan. Do you feel that we got somewhere? If yes, where?
Yes, I think that you have helped me with along the lines of suggestions on what to do. There's a couple of things that you suggested that I'm going to take. I have similarly done some of the things, but you've given me some other ideas to add to that as well. I like the physical cue to initiate the play fight when he's excited. He just doesn't go up and do it, like more of a physical cue. For me, I'm very wordy, so I told him to ask to play fight beforehand. But with them, I think like men are more so about action. Women are more so towards words. So I like that physical cue aspect of it so that they can communicate more better between them that way.
Okay, awesome. I think that you got it and you're going to do great. Would you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. I want to follow up. Once you have that conversation with your husband, could you please let us know how this time with us helped you come to a resolution? Just DM me on Instagram at High Input Club and let me know.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did this podcast episode help you in any way gain a lot more clarity on how to talk to your spouse about very specific things that you have not been able to get an agreement with? So if you feel that it was helpful, I encourage you to leave us a positive review. All you have to do is, again, open the description of this podcast episode and let us know how it helped you gain more clarity on how to talk to your spouse. Or if you want to leave us a review about the overall experience that you've had in our Parenting with Understanding podcast, you can do so as well. And remember, it only takes understanding of yourself and of your children to transform your parenting. That's Parenting with Understanding. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. For more information on how to bring peace to your parenting and raise emotionally healthy children, head over to www.hicparenting.com. We'll see you soon.